You're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you are in the world. Welcome to My Peeping Light Podcast. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and you are listening to episode 45, entitled Focusing on the Truth. Today is a beautiful day here in Durban, South Africa. We have been through so much, but we are recovering day by day. Everything will get better as we grow and as we focus on the positives and as we focus on healing from everything that's been going on in the past 2 months in this place. So, welcome. Today I want to talk to you about how focusing on the truth has helped me to pull myself out of the dark cloud and pull myself out of the negative spell that I sometimes fall into because of everything that keeps going on around me. And I'm excited to be here with you, and I look forward to getting into the blog post and having a chat. I'll be right back. Established in 2017, Tamsinoe began as a means to develop myself into the person that I envisioned and to help others to do the same by sharing my stories through written words in the form of a blog. In March of 2021, My Peeping Light Podcast was added to the brand in order to expand the vision and knowledge through spoken word as well. The Tamsinoe brand represents light in a world full of dark spaces and offers followers and listeners a chance to find their inner light through storytelling, information sharing, poetry, and life experiences. I would personally like to welcome you to the Tamsinoe family. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I am the founder of Tamsinoe. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for sharing your life with me. And I would like to wish you all love and light.
You're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast.
Alrighty, we are back. Well, I'm back. It's just me. As you all know, I'm going to be going through a blog post with you from tamsinoe.com that I wrote with regards to focusing on the truth. I love to write here. I love to share myself and share my thoughts with everybody. And I also love to share it on this podcast platform with you as well, from a different perspective and a different point of view. Obviously adding a little more here and there because I like to throw in my two cents when it comes to mind. So nothing is really scripted. I go through the blog post and I say what I'm saying, and I just trust that my authentic self will deliver whatever you need to hear. And I hope that you find what you're looking for, and I hope that you receive what you need, and I hope that you enjoy this podcast because I really do enjoy making them for you. So let's get into it. Let's get focusing on the truth, your truth, my truth. It's just important to be real and not to lie to yourself about where you are, who you are, why you are where you are. It's just important to zone in on what the truth really is. So today from tamsinoe.com, T-A-M-S-T-A-M-E, focusing on the truth. And in case you forgot in the last minute, my name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and you're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast. In being true to myself, I've been able to manage my insecurities and anxiety much quicker lately and much more easily than before. I used to wallow in my own sadness and anxiety or just beat myself up for the longest periods of time. Listen, I am, this is adding my two cents again, but I am the queen of beating myself up. Or I was the queen of beating myself up. I could go forever telling myself how horrible I was, what I should have done. I am the queen of, or was the queen, not am. Because the truth is that I've learned how to not beat myself up and to correct myself. So, you know, I would just beat myself up for the longest periods of time. And it was horrible. The messy parts are definitely less now that I hold myself accountable to the truth about my story and whatever the situation is at that point in time. Telling myself the truth is never something that I used to give any attention to. I just used to be so comfortable with the negative storyline, narrative, whatever you want to call it in my head, that I didn't ever question it and I let it run wild. And, you know, just to elaborate, letting a negative dialogue run wild in your head is a death sentence. It's a death sentence to joy and happiness and peace. You have to embrace, or you have to face, the things that you say to yourself. You have to acknowledge them, and you have to turn that narrative around from a negative into a positive. I find myself, I think some people think I'm going mad because I will talk to myself. I will say something mean to myself and then out loud I will say, no, that is not true. Not true at all. Because I am not those things. It was just a mistake and I will do better next time. You know, so I used to let that dialogue in my mind destroy me on a daily basis. And it's funny because I find myself correcting it now and reminding myself that the truth for my situation now doesn't have to hold on to the truth of a situation from 10 years ago. I've grown since then. I've learned lessons. I've met people, lost people. And as much as these things don't change the facts, I have to remind myself that how I see those facts have changed and that I as a whole person have changed. So the truth, the facts from 10 years ago might be the same, but the truth is that I don't look at them the same and that I don't approach them the same. And I don't have to feel the same way that I did 10 years ago now, because now I have more knowledge. Now I have tools. I have more now to cope. And I have more now to understand. So the truth for me is that I have to stop myself every now and then and remind myself of where I come from, how far I've come, and remember that, you know, one step at a time. And just being honest is so important. Not to other, well, to other people, yes, but more importantly to myself. So one of the truths for me is that without my faith and my belief in God, I would have never made it this far. In fact, I believe that I would not be alive today if it wasn't for me holding on to a faith that was taught to me by my mother, but holding on to faith in God. That's my simple truth. My truth is also that I choose to believe that I'm not alone in this internal fight and that there is a higher power greater than my understanding that intervenes on my behalf when I'm not able to. I want to emphasize on this is that I choose to believe this. It's my choice. Yes, I was raised with information and I left the information and I wandered off and I came back. And I wandered off and I came back. And now as an adult, the choices that I've made for myself are my choices. Nobody's forced them on me. Nobody's forcing me to be or to do or to believe. This is my choice. And the truth for me is that without God, boy, would this life be even worse and more crazy than it was in the past. So again, my truth is that I choose to believe that I'm not alone in this fight. I choose to believe that God is with me, that there's a higher power greater than my understanding that intervenes on my behalf when I am not able to. That's my truth. That's my foundation. And the truth is that I've been talking to God since I was a child. fighting, crying, begging, pleading, and also thanking God. And when I feel alone, I remember that I may be physically alone, but spiritually, I'm never alone. And this has always brought me comfort. You know, I never really like to talk about my faith here, or write about my faith, or my deeply rooted belief in God. Because, you know, I felt like people would judge me. But then I realized that people are going to judge me anyway, aren't they? So I try to keep the dialogue here free. I want to keep the dialogue here free because this is not a place of segregation. This is a free space. And I will continue to do so because my choice does not mean that I judge your choice. That's my choice for me. And your choice for you is respected by me because I believe that not the same thing doesn't work for everybody. Same belief systems don't work for everybody. We are all built differently. And religion divides us so much. It's so scary. You know, so I won't use this platform to divide anyone or to exclude anyone because I don't believe in division or exclusion. I believe that just as I have the freedom to choose for myself, so does everyone else. The freedom to choose what's right for you is your right. And I would be so annoyed if somebody tried to force anything on me and judge me because of my personal preferences. So I extend the same courtesy to those that make different choices to mine. Now I know that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be upset with me saying this. And that's okay. They're entitled to be upset. And I'm sure that they will, you know, deal with whatever it is that's bothering them, however they feel fit. But this is my truth. And this is how I feel. And I don't feel that I have to force anybody to be the same as me. In fact, I don't need people to be the same as me. I am comfortable in myself enough to believe what I believe and to follow the path that I choose for me, whilst at the same time respecting the choices and the path of others. Of course, as long as they do no harm and they are not infringing, enforcing, trying to coerce me into their way of doing things. I'm happy to always listen to a conversation and learn about different ways of living and different belief systems. I love learning about different belief systems. I love to know how other people live and what other people believe because it's beautiful to watch how different the world is, the variety, and to see how similar most of us are, yet how we treat each other like we're so different, but we're so similar. And I get it. If you feel that you have to force people, coerce people, you know, walk around and, you know, making people do or behave a certain way, you know, that's your choice. And I respect your choice. But I don't feel that way. And I feel that this is an open platform and life is a path that, yes, I just repeated that because I'm emphasizing that life is a path that we all have to walk on. And it's better for us to walk on it together, respecting each other's differences, than to walk through it alone, fighting with each other because of differences. I understand if the differences are so great where you believe in evil and I believe in good and you want to hurt people and I don't. I obviously don't respect the choices of people that hurt people. But I understand the fact that some of it is out of my control and I may not be able to do much about it. But I can talk and I can write and I can share. And that is all that I have. So I've gone off topic, obviously, as you probably figured out, because I'm like way off topic here. And I need to get back to the blog. So, you know, the freedom to choose what's right for you is your right. And I would be annoyed if someone tried to force anything on me and judge me because of my personal preferences. And as I said before, so I extend the same courtesy to those that make different choices to mine. Okay, so for me, love is the most important thing. Love your neighbors as yourselves. I reserve all judgments to the only being that I believe has the right to judge, and that is the creator of life. It's not up to me to go around judging you for your life when I myself am so flawed. I've accepted that those that choose judgment will walk their path, and I will walk with those that choose love and understanding. It's not my task to force the direction of any human being, not even my own child. And this is where my test is, because this is not an easy task. The one where you try your utmost to allow your child the freedom to explore what is right and what is wrong for, well, in my case, her, for them, for him, with no judgment. Secretly, you hope that they follow in your footsteps, because that's what you know and that's what you're comfortable with. But the truth is, we have no control over any human being. We are not God. We did not make them. I was a mere incubator. I did not breathe life into her. She is not my property. She's there for me to love and to cherish and to raise and to do the best that I can with keeping her alive and well-grounded, and teach her what I know for her to, you know, have enough information to make choices and hopefully good choices for herself. Now, I thought about starting a separate page to openly discuss my faith and my journey, but then I came to the realization that I would only be doing this to avoid losing readers or listeners, and I had to get behind the truth of the matter, which really was that I was afraid of being rejected. I now understand that my fear of rejection comes from my fear of failure, and I thought that if I held back some of who I am, it won't be so bad. But this is not the truth. The truth is that by denying myself the freedom to be me, I lose the entire point of this platform, and that's authenticity. The place where I bear my truth for you to see that you are not alone in this internal struggle of whether you should do a thing or not, or whether you should reveal yourself or not. So I just asked myself now, a few moments ago, as I was writing, as I was preparing, I guess, why am I doing this? You know, and the answer is to share myself with the world in order to help those that feel alone or that struggle with the same demons as I do, or similar demons, or sometimes just people just need to understand that being flawed is okay. I'm deviating, but people sometimes just need to be able to relate to a topic. You know, I use religion because, I use religion and the division that it causes, because that's what I see. I use God because that's the root of my peace. And, you know, I want people to understand that it's okay to be different. It's okay to not be like that person that looks so cool or that looks so well established or well off, because the chances are that that person is struggling internally as well. Because I firmly believe that every single human being on this planet has their demons that they have to face. They're different demons. And I use demons because demons are evil, and demons are it's a figure of speech. It's not a literal, you know, I'm not using it as a literal word, but we all have our own battles to fight, crosses to carry, demons to face. We have our own struggles. And I just want people to understand that in stepping into the other side of your fear, you know, that thing that's holding you back, that thing that you want to do but you're too scared to do, you're going to change your life by doing that. And if me on this platform chooses to step out of my fear, step into my fear, step to the other side of the fear, and to do it with you and to show you and to tell you how it assisted me, then that's what I'm going to do, because that's what I said
I want to do. And that's why I'm doing this. So that my imperfect self and my flawed self that makes mistakes on this podcast, that sometimes says the wrong words, and I realize that I'm using the wrong words, especially sometimes when I listen. But then I don't need this platform to be perfection, to be perfect, to show perfection, because that's not the point of it. The point of it is to show you that I'm human and I have fear, but I'm still stepping into this. I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to do my best, and I'm still going to learn as much as I can. And there are some people that may be thinking, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And that's fine. This is not for them. This is for the people that have been listening so far and that will listen in the future and think, this chick, I feel you. And that's cool, because that's the point. I don't need this to be for everybody. I need it to be for who it's meant to be for. Right, so that is why I'm here. And I asked myself that question and I answered that question. I didn't go that deep in the blog, but, you know, obviously on this, I rattle off and I speak my mind. And if I need to add, I add. So getting back to it, this morning, I prayed that God would untangle the knot in my stomach. So I've been feeling just this knot in my stomach for the past couple of days. You know, like something's wrong. Something's coming. I'm afraid of, there's just been a knot in my stomach. And I prayed this morning, just this morning, that the emptiness in my heart will be filled, and that the cloud that's been following me for the last few days will disappear. I prayed the knot away. I filled the emptiness with God, and the cloud that's been hovering over me for the last few days literally disappeared. I woke up, well, I was awake, but after I had gone through my process of my morning routine, which I believe is so important, guys, I wish you would set yourself into a morning routine, because as soon as I deviate, I lose focus. And I walked into the day, I walked out the door, focused and clear. I prayed my way out of the cloud. I prayed my way back into clarity. So, just for some context, my city has gone through so much in the last month, and we're still recovering. The floods that had taken over 400 lives and homes have been destroyed. You know, the number of displaced families at the moment is crazy. And I thought by now it'll all be settling down. But the truth is that even though some things are settling down, we are all still holding on to the dark cloud that is following us. Or at least I was. You know, the energy in the city is low. Between COVID and natural disasters and just dealing with everyday life, the city of Durban has really been through a lot. The people have been through a lot. And when one thing passes, another seems to be lurking in the shadows. Not too long ago, we had the unrest and the riots, and lives were lost there too. And I didn't realize that, you know, we bounce from one thing to another. And I didn't realize that I was carrying all this with me for so long, but I really was. So I'm so grateful that I feel lighter today. The light enough for me to write again with an open heart. And not with a heavy one. I have been writing. I do write. I write all the time. I just don't post all of it, because I believe that the energy that I put into my writing follows through and falls through and onto you. And I don't want the energy of a dark cloud to be passed on to anyone else if I can help it. So when I'm in that mode, I keep my energy to myself. And as soon as I feel it's lifted, and I feel that I'm spreading light, that's when I share with you. So it's difficult to express myself as well when I'm in a cloud of darkness. So sometimes the things I say are a little bit dark. So I'm happy to have clarity once again. I'm happy to see that the hard work that I've been putting into myself, you know, with all the classes and stuff that I do to improve myself and to master myself, is really paying off. And the tools that I've learned over the last few months with all the classes and courses that I do really do work. They really do lift me up and pull me out of a funk that I don't need to be in. So it's time to be excited. it's time for me to move past all this darkness and become excited. I'm buying my first house, and you know, it's coming together, and soon I will be a homeowner. And it's going to be an achievement for me, you know, something I didn't think of 10 years ago. I'm a late bloomer, hey. But who says 42 isn't as good as any other age to start building on the foundations that I've been laying over the past few years? It sure feels like it's not too late. And so I hold my head up high and I thank my maker for the opportunity to live another day. And I face what's been placed in front of me with all that I have. Who knows what tomorrow holds? So that's tomorrow's promise. But I'm going to focus on here and now and let tomorrow see for itself. Because right now, I'm here with you, thinking of you and writing and speaking, not only for myself, but for you too. The truth is that I really do care about what happens to you, the person on the other side of my blog, the person on the other side of my podcast. I really do care how you're feeling and that you grow into the person that you're meant to grow into, that you're meant to be. I may not know you in person, but by you reading my blogs and listening to my podcast, we're connected. Me as the writer, the speaker, and you as the reader or the listener. Our paths have crossed, and this interaction matters. That's why I'm here. And I'm careful to remember why I'm here. And I'm careful to remember that I too once looked for someone who understood, who I could resonate with, and who walked through the fire of life and overcame it. I may not be rich with money, but I'm rich with love in my heart for those who ache and for those who need a healing word. I know that I can't change the world, but I can be my best here and reach out to you and let you know wherever you are in the world that you are loved, you are cherished, and you're going to overcome that thing that stands in your way. And that I will continue to send my love and light into the world in the hopes that you find it and that you use it to push down those barriers, those walls, and you set your spirit free. The truth is that we're all just doing the best that we can with what we have. Some have more than others, but we still do our best. And that on its own is good enough. To have gone through a day knowing that you've made it through, and remembering that tomorrow will bring a new light, some new challenges, and a whole bunch of new opportunities too. I wrote this post today because I want the truth, your truth, our truth, to set you free, to set us free. As always, I'm sending you love and light. From me to you, from mine to yours, I just want love and light to be spread through the world as we struggle with so much darkness everywhere. And I hope that whoever needs to hear this, hears this. And whoever needs to receive some love and feel loved, that they receive it and that they feel it. Because they are loved and they are cherished. So to end this off, I just want to say thank you for listening to episode 45 of my Peeping Light podcast. And I really am privileged to be here. And I'm excited to be here. And I'm grateful that I get to be here. And I hope that you find what you need and that you find what you're looking for. And that you heal what's broken. And that you continue to search for growth and for prosperity and for freedom. So take care of yourselves, especially with the crazy in the world that's happening right now. Just be careful, but be free. Be cautiously free out there and keep your family safe. Keep your loved ones safe. And for those of you that have lost loved ones, I sympathize. I hate to have lost loved ones. It's not easy, but we're all going to be okay. In the end, it will all work out. how it's meant to. We're not meant to be here forever. Our story will end. Our story will end. And the question that I ask myself now, as I say goodbye to you, is, what is it that I want to leave behind or have left behind when my story ends? For my daughter, for my nephews, for my brother, for my family. What is it that I want to have left behind for the world and for those that love me? How do I want them to remember me? And what did I do with my gifts to make this place better and to make this space better and to help the next generation see that they can survive and that they will be okay? I'm grateful for this post. I'm emotional. I'm a little bit emotional because there's just so much going on out there. And I just wish healing and love and light on everyone. And again, my name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and you're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Mwah. Ciao. My Peeping Light podcast is a podcast that discusses finding the light in darkness. It takes you on a journey of self-expression and discovery as I navigate my way through healing and challenges as I face the world and myself. This is where I share the tools that I have used and the lessons that I have learned along the way. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and this is my Peeping Light podcast.